Thank you so much, Candace, and welcome to Cultivating Hearts, everyone. We have four peeps in the studio today, Tara, Carrie, and Grant, and I'm Nick. Just glad to be here.
Nick, I'm so glad you're with us. So we have a special voice on the radio with us today. It's Nick. Nick is our producer, and he has been since 2005. We started in June 2005. Mm. That's crazy. A long time ago. It's all crazy. There's things happening. So what you need to know is we're going to be recording today our last two shows on the radio. So for the first segment, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a little bit of our story and share a little bit about Cultivating Hearts and what God has done since we've been on the radio. And then the last show, we are going to do the story of the widow's oil. We're going to go out and giving the word. That's just the way it is, and that's who we are. So I'm glad you guys are in the studio. Thank you that you could make it.
Yes, of course.
I contacted all the different people that have served alongside us through the years. And it's exciting because we had some notes come in from a couple of people. And so we would like to share a couple of notes quickly, if we could, from some. I want to share first Sabrina Wright. When we first started the radio show, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. You guys, first off, how did it happen? I was attending a women's Bible study at Christ Community Church, and Nancy Cobb, who was on the radio here with Salem Radio at the time doing a ministry spotlight, she called me up and she said, Tara, they're looking for a Metro ministry spotlight, and I have been praying, and God has put it on my heart. It has to be you. And I laughed. I told her, that's crazy. Like, why? And she said, I don't know. And she said, this is what needs to happen. I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. I have no idea how to make this happen. And she said, just pray about it. So that night, we were having one of our pastors and his wife for dinner at our house. And I shared it with him. And he said, that has to happen. And I'm like, okay, God. And so I started just talking to different people. And people were telling me, well, you know, you got to find a sponsor. And I was contacting, and I couldn't seem to find anybody. And I'm like, okay, so God, maybe it's a no. And I was at a birthday party for a friend, and another lady showed up, and ends up our husbands worked at the same company. And we just started talking, and that was Sabrina. And as Sabrina and I were having our conversation, I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I have this crazy opportunity, but I don't know that it's going to happen, but God's pretty cool. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. She's like, I think it needs to happen. Well, the next week I was painting in my daughter's room, and I'm praying. I'm like, God, who should I ask to sponsor? Well, I've been teaching at the Open Door Mission as a volunteer in the New Life Recovery Program since my daughter was six. Hmm. And my son, Grant, who's here on the radio with us today, was four. Mm-hmm. And this is 2005, and I don't know what those years differences are. Currently, Michaela's 22 and Grant is 20. And so I've been teaching there all these years as a volunteer. And while I was painting, I heard in my heart, you should see if the Open Door Mission would sponsor you. And on a whim, I did not know Candace. I just was a volunteer. But I called the radio station, the Open Door Mission, and I left a message. And I got a call back from Candace, and she said, let me take it to the board. And I'm like, okay. And so I just kept praying, and I'm still painting a couple of days later, and I had gotten a phone call from this new friend, Sabrina, and she said, you are never going to believe this. I have this person who is not a believer, but this person is giving the money for this first 6 months of the radio ministry because I think this needs to happen. I was sharing, and so they are going to write the check. Hmm. And I'm like, I still need a sponsor. I hang up the phone, and then Candace calls me. It is the craziest how God just orchestrates his timing. And she says, Tara, we don't know how we're going to financially do this, but the board feels we're supposed to do this. And I said, Candace, you are never going to believe this. I have a person that doesn't know me, and from what I have heard, doesn't even know the Lord, but they have already written the check for the first 6 months. And I just need to tell them who to write it out to, who the sponsor is going to be. And God has allowed us the privilege since the summer of 2005 to be on the radio ministry by donors that we don't know that have given to the Open Door Mission all this time. And so it has literally been a faith-based walk, been incredible and been a blessing, and supporting the mission and teaching the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to go forth to those that are willing to listen. How crazy is that?
It's really crazy.
It's crazy.
That faith walk. All right, so Carrie, how long have you been on the radio with us?
Oh, maybe 6 months?
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we have a history.
About back as far as when you started doing the radio. I came to one of your Bible studies at church.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? And Grant, how many times do you think you've probably been on the radio?
I don't even know, honestly, because the first times that I was on the radio with you, I was young enough to where, like, you had to give me a signal if I wanted to speak, because you needed to make sure that I wouldn't be, like, interrupting people and doing all this stuff. So I was pretty young when I started.
That's wonderful. And Nick, how long have you been serving the radio ministry here?
Well, I've been at KCRO since 1995, so when did your show begin? Was it 2005?
I think so.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And you've been with us the entire time as our producer. Hmm. We have been so blessed. You guys, you know, there are servants that make things happen, and Nick he's that servant. We come in, and honestly, we don't know what we're doing, and he just takes care of us and fixes our radio show when we mess up and when we do things we shouldn't, and we've lost shows before. And Nick has just been faithful, or if somebody ends up being sick and we could not make it, he's just taken care of us completely. We cannot thank you enough, Nick. Like, it's been our joy.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And Sandy feeds us.
Oh, she does.
She
we
surely
can't forget
does.
About Sandy.
I don't honestly remember the year that Sandy started. So we had Sabrina and Tanya as the first radio show personalities that started with me. And then we moved Shelley Gray. And Shelley I was hoping she was going to make it. She thought she would make it in. Everybody else is active and work, and so they weren't able to make it or far away now. But Shelley, it's the craziest thing in that we were standing at church one day, and she was saying, I'm thinking I might want to get my master's in counseling. I'm like, you should do it. It's always about encouraging somebody to do their faith walk. And she did. And in the time that she was working on her master's, she was our radio show hostess. And when she started her practice, then she stopped because she went into full-time counseling ministry. And so just exciting that we got to walk from the very beginning till the fruition of what God was doing for her in her ministry as well. And then that's when Sandy came on. And Sandy has been one of my moms in ministry, in that she has taken care of me since the day I met her. That's pretty much what she has done. And she's, unfortunately, you guys, to the sadness of our hearts, she is not here today because yesterday Sandy had surgery on her hand. So for those that might be listening, just pray for Sandy. And it's a significant surgery. They had to actually put in a metal plate to fix how badly it was broken. And so she's not here. And I said, please, Sandy, I'd really like to hear you on the radio while you're on oxycodone and all that. And she's like, I don't think so, Tara.
That would be interesting.
And then I even tried, could we at least call you and see what we could get you to say on the radio? And she said, no, I don't think so. But Sandy gives her love and thankfulness for what we've been able to do in this time. So, Matt, I am so glad. So Grant is going to read for us. Through the years, we've had many people. Let me think. I pulled up the list so I wouldn't forget. We have had Taylor Thompson and Hannah Myers, Shelley Gray, Tanya Frank, Tori Slippy, Sabrina Wright, Hosanna Gray, Grant Rye, Rebecca Bauman, Carrie and Janelle Appagarth, Sandy Somm, and many more. These are the ones that came on a regular basis, not just a one-time on the show. I've had visits as well from my daughter, Michaela Rye, and from Karen Orozco, who is kind of like one of my adopted daughters, and so they did a couple of spotlights as well. But Grant is going to read. Tori Slippy wrote a note that he would like us to share.
Okay, so I've got it right here. It says, "Hello, Jem." That's his nickname.
Which means Gracie-quipped mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he says, "One of my most memorable moments was when I was asked to rap on the radio while someone told their Bible story. I still can't believe I did that. But perhaps one of my favorite memories really aren't single moments. It was the many questions you'd ask us during the show. I remember preparing and reading James 1 through 4 over and over again to be ready for the radio show. And then you would ask us all a question and all my prep work was undone. But in the best way. I loved how the various questions you'd ask made me think. Then I realized if I, someone who knew the passage, was in awe and wonder of the scriptures which I had studied, then so would the listeners. I found myself excited to go on the air with you, not to share all of Tori's wisdom, because let's be real, I have multitudes to learn, but I was excited to learn myself. Just because you prepare and know the subject matter does not make you ready when the Holy Spirit reveals himself to you. Those are my favorite memories." Then he added a smiley face. And then he ends by saying, "I want to thank the station team and Sandy and all the many others who have made Cultivating Hearts such a joy. And Jem, thank you. Thank you for being so faithful for so long in this ministry. It is with heavy hearts to see that we see you leave. Yet what God has done through this ministry has impacted heaven. And that is something to be cherished. I'm so proud of you and all that God has done through your obedience. Much love, Tori San."
Okay, and then Janelle Applegarth, and the fun thing is Jessica Applegarth also came a couple of times. She was our resident director, but Janelle came consistently with us for almost a year. And of all the crazy things, the professor, Gary Peterson at Grace University, it interrupted his class. But he felt that what she was going to learn at the radio station, because she was taking English and Communications, that was her degree, was going to be more educational than anything he could give her in the classroom. So even though she would show up 20 minutes late every single time we did a radio show, for an entire year he allowed her to come and be on the radio because he knew what would happen. And that just was such an encouragement to me and to her. And so I'm very thankful to Gary Peterson, the professor at Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so she wrote a note as well.
"I remember when Tara first approached me about helping with the radio station. She had asked for volunteers from Grace, and I remember thinking it was such a neat opportunity to get to be part of the radio show Bible study. Little did I know that I would be able to come back every month for the next year or so and get to soak up God's Word and have spiritually rejuvenating discussion each time. I learned so much from every session, and I loved getting to work with these incredible women. I would share the wisdom I had learned from my professors in college, and through the study, began to more deeply understand God's truth for myself. When my employment changes meant that I could no longer participate in the recording times, I mourned the loss of a truly wonderful time of edification in my life. I know the impact this program had on lives firsthand because of the impact it had on mine. Even though we'd occasionally push the wrong button when trying to record or bump the microphone when using elaborate gestures that no one could see anyway, the ministry of Cultivating Hearts was an endeavor blessed by God. I'm so honored and thankful to have been able to be part of it. Thank you, Tara, for inviting me into this and letting me share in the study of God's Word and the wisdom and truth learned through the process. Love you guys."
Love you, too. So we have some crazy things that would happen in the studio. One time when we were in here recording, we don't really know what happened, but Sandy's just sitting across from me, and we're in the middle of, like, recording, and you try to be so careful so that nothing has to happen with edits because we didn't want to put that upon Nick. And so who knows all the stuff that you guys ever caught if you listen. And in the middle, her earphones that we wear on our heads so we can hear how we sound, for randomness, just shot straight up in the air. And all of us just kind of went, and then we went right back to teaching. Then as soon as the recording ended, we were laughing so hard because we couldn't even breathe, because it's like we held our total, like, we lost it in the studio afterwards because we don't know why her earphones just shot through the air. And that's kind of been one of our favorite jokes through the years, is to talk about, do you remember the day that Sandy's earphones shot off? We've had a lot of fun as well, just in between in the recordings. The conversations sometimes What happens in between the recordings? Because we record in 2 hours, four recordings. We will have sometimes the more deeper discussions of things that we may not put on the radio, of the things that God's transforming us as we're in the process, and as he's giving us revelation of the things that he's at work in us. And so it's the layers of what he's done, I think, that's been incredible as well. Yeah, just kind of a surprise. We've been on the radio at different times. Do you remember all the different times we've had slots?
Yes, I know when you started, you were on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
And then we may have had some sporting events that would tend to fall in the evening that we were carrying, so we moved you to 4:30.
Yep.
4:30 Saturdays. And then for a long while, you were also on Fridays at 9:30 in the morning as an extra
yeah.
slot.
Yeah, which was a blessing. So one of the things is, because we're in here, and I don't ever know, is anybody listening? You know, like you just have no idea, because we sit in here, and for us, it's as if we're having a Bible study. Mm-hmm. Like, you honestly forget that somebody's going to listen to this. And I have been blessed by so many people in the city that will come up to me and tell me, I listen to your radio show. In fact, it has overwhelmingly surprised me at how often that would happen. But my favorite story is, I was at the dentist waiting while one of my children was being worked on. And there was this young man, I don't know, a kid. I found out afterwards he was 14. And he just was sitting there, and he was just wanting to talk so bad. And I had no problem in having a conversation. And so I began a conversation with him, and we started to talk. And as we were talking, I would ask him a question. He would say something, and then he would ask me a question. I would say something, and then he goes, "That sounds like Tara Rye on KCRO." And I went, "What?" And he said, "Have you heard her? Her name's Tara Rye. She's on KCR radio." And I'm like, am I being punked? Like, did my kids set you up to do this? And he goes, "What are you talking about?" And I go, "I'm Tara Rye." And he goes, "Oh, you're Tara Rye?" And I'm like, "Why are you listening to my radio show?" And he goes, "Well, I'm homeschooled, and I listen to Christian talk radio. That's what I do." And I'm like, okay. And God allowed me actually to see Josiah through the years, and he remained faithful in that he listened to the radio show. So it was fun seeing how God would allow different people. And so right now, I just want to tell you thank you, and that we love you, and you need to come back, and you need to listen to the last recording, and because we're going to do the widow's oil. And you need to know that God loves you very much. And we have been very thankful that you have been listening to Cultivating Hearts Radio. God bless.